If you cannot be emotionally supportive and available when you have kids, don't have kids. If you can't be there when they get older and they're dealing with serious matters with their health, and you evade and avoid and make a conscious decision not to be present, not to be there, don't have kids. If you can't learn to communicate and talk effectively as an adult to adult when your child or children get older, and they should be able to go to the very first people in their life who should be there for them unconditionally, which is a parent or parents that don't have kids. If you want to yell, belittle, cuss, constantly chastise your child's children and they become adults because they don't live up to your level, your standards, because they don't have a ton of money, because they haven't been successful, because they haven't this or that or this or that, and you don't allow them to be an individual and be who, whether it's a passion, a love, and not up to your standards, but what a child who grows up to be an adult wants to be and has a passionate heart about it, and you're not supportive as a parent or parents, don't have kids. There is a lot of really messed up, screwed up, hurt, disappointed, let down, lost, abandoned, confused adults walking around the face of the earth. You know why? Because of all the above. Because people aren't ready, and they're not ready, and there are people, some people in this world who should not have kids, period. Just because everybody's having kids, oh, everybody's having kids, my clock's ticking, this is that. That doesn't mean you're ready to be a parent or parents. A parent or parents, I'm gonna say this again to my last dying breath, is the number one most important responsibility, title, job you'll ever have in your life. And it doesn't end when your child or children turn 18. It is for the remainder of the rest of your life. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. When an adult has no parent or parents that is emotionally available for them, emotionally supportive for them, heaven forbid, they end up walking in a cancer journey, and a parent or parents make a conscious decision, choice, and an excuse to not be present, to not be available, and not even be beside their adult child, who is now a woman or a man, it's disgusting. It's appalling, it's disappointing, and it should never happen. That tells anyone you're not ready to be a parent or parents. Because a parent or parent is a responsibility for a lifetime. A parent or parents have more than one kid, you don't choose sides, you don't create scapegoating, gaslighting, you don't create black sheep of the family. Black sheep of the family should never be a black sheep of the family. You know why? Because an all-around healthy family and healthy dynamics, and I've learned this with great therapy, knows how to communicate. The most severely dysfunctional, toxic ass families in this world, you know why? There's no need for it. You know what it is, don't you? Is there's no communication skills at all. Usually there's a black sheep. There's a truth seeker. Those are the ones that speak up. And a lot of times when you have a black sheep in the family, the rest of the white sheep gang up. They will belittle, they will slander, they will maliciously do whatever they can to silence them, they'll lock them up, they'll throw away the key if they could. They take them on a ship and set them out to sea. It's a hardcore truth. And you find yourself as an adult, and I'm saying this out of wisdom, and you don't have a parent or parents that are not even emotionally available, never been emotionally available, or not there for you, who choose sides. Heaven forbid you go through something serious with your health and they don't even show up, but showing you how to show out is not being a parent or parents. That is not being a parent or parent in any way, shape, or form. And what do you do in that situation? You have to fill your life with people that love you unconditionally, that are mostly available unconditionally, that support you and are by your side unconditionally. And when you are sick as hell, that don't use excuses, don't throw excuses, have excuses, lie to you, deceit you, say whatever the hell they can, just to save face. You have to find people that'll be there for you unconditionally. You have to start filling the biggest void you ever will fill in your life is an absence of a parent or parents. Is the biggest void you will ever fill in your life. It's not okay. You didn't ask for it. You didn't choose who you're born to. You didn't choose what time in life you're born to. Like I said, I missed my train. God dropped me off on the wrong tracks, the wrong time of life. I should have been born in the Renaissance era. Now, in my strong opinion of connecting with many people around the world, I was born in the wrong country, you know? I needed to be born where the women were women and they raised their boys as well with iron fist. And I think those who are listening in different countries, you know what I'm talking about because you probably live in that country, is you were raised to be a man before you walked out that door. And if you screwed up, no matter how old you are, those mother figures and those parents, that mom in your life will still come after you with an iron fist. They rear and they raise and they will bring them back. That's good parenting, period. You have to fill the voids in your life. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, you know? And sometimes, as I was told by a psychologist in Ohio, is the only time people find peace in severely dysfunctional families where they lack what a parent or parents really should be. The only time anything ever moves on and there's ever peace is when people pass with time. And that, as he said, is sad. But it's a sad reality. After counseling many, many disturbed adults, as he said, that are hurt, they're abandoned, they don't have the support, they're black sheep, they don't have people, their parent or parents there. When the chips fall down, when they're going through abuse, abandonment, neglect, they're going through traumatic things with their health, and they don't have that parent or parents. They don't have that support. And as you said, it's devastating. And these adults walk around confused. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. And this is where therapy starts in play. You know, and then you have to, at one point or another, depending on how severe or how much neglect and how much gross neglect, abandonment, and being tossed out to sea you've experienced, is different for every adult. We're talking about severe family dysfunction. And sometimes it takes a trauma therapist, which is logical thinking, to have you understand and to have sit down and explain to you and show you what normalcy is. Because if you don't feel love, if there's no presence, but you just feel absence, that's not normal. That's not normal at all. And you have every right as an adult, son or daughter, to feel the way you do. You have every right. You feel that way, it's validated, you know? And a parent or parents who know what they're doing and they know they're neglecting and they know they're not parenting and they know they're not supportive and they're not there, and especially in households with multiple kids and every focus is on everybody else but you, that's not right and that's not normal either. And we know what's not normal, right? Because it's not. It's not. You'll have to start filling your life with people that can bring the unconditional to your life, period. And normalcy is important. When you step away from the equation of severe dysfunction, you will realize how damn disturbing and not normal it truly is. And sometimes it takes just to completely remove yourself. Because you have to. You have to protect yourself. Or you're going to walk around the rest of your adult life confused, disturbed. I mean, I don't have the words for it. You don't deserve that. You deserve the best. You deserve people who love you. You deserve people to support you. You deserve people that are there by your side when the chips fall down and you're struggling with your health. You deserve people that are there for you, holding your hand and saying, I'm here for you. What do you need? How are you doing? Not excuses. Excuses are excuses. You know what excuses are? Excuses are used for people who don't care about you. Those are people who use excuses. Any parent or parents who know things that need to be attended to, they need to be responsible, they need to be there emotionally, they need to be by their son or daughter's side when they're going through things with their health, and they make a conscious decision and then use excuses, you do not need to have kids. So what I'm saying for anybody who's ready once again to possibly start a family is you better realize by this podcast, and if I reach one woman and one man out there who's getting ready to start a family, and you're doing this just because your clock's ticking or everybody else has kids and you feel left out, you better realize the responsibility is a hell of a responsibility, and it's a lifetime responsibility, and it doesn't stop when a child turns 18. I had somebody on the phone tell me, well, so-and-so doesn't do anything about their son because their son's an adult. That is an excuse of a parent who's not a parent. Maybe if that son was raised in a different part of the world and raised with an iron fist, there would be no excuses. There would be a normal man walking out that door underneath that roof before even walking out in the world. That's just a mere excuse and tossing off to everybody else. a son who has problems. It's just nothing but an excuse. But don't yourself, don't you use excuses too? Think twice, people, before you have kids. Don't go having kids and not giving them the attention, the time, the emotional support, and being present that they deserve. Because you're going to end up having a lot of screwed up people who are hurt, who are depressed, who have anxiety, that are going to be sitting in a lot of therapist chairs. Now, whose fault's that at the end of the day? It's yours, because you're not ready to be a parent. Not yet. Think about it before you have kids. Amen. Thank you.